You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Sorry. What? My mic was still on.
Also, who sneezes like that? Where the chew comes 3 seconds
after
the
I've got to examine this. Please tell me that that we were running on Jessica's lumberjack sneeze from the beyond. Please tell me this is something that the audience can hear. My wife has some of this sneeze where I make fun of her. I say I look up every once in a while expecting to see a bearded lumberjack in a flannel shirt because of how the sneeze sounds. Jessica, that is not the sneeze I expected to come out of you. And I've got to salute you for the vigorous, I mean, you really sold from your nether regions. The chew.
Sometimes my dog barks at me after I sneeze.
I never understood that, like the incredibly loud sneeze around other people. Like, I'll let it rip in the car when I'm by myself, but like,
wait, you can control it?
Yeah,
you control the volume of your sneeze.
Yeah, like you kind of like you huddle your hand around your mouth.
No,
you huddle your hand around your mouth. You roll around the poop. You kind of like keep it stifled. But when you're in the car, like sometimes when I'm by, I just like let it go. I just let it fly.
Guillermo, put it on the poll at Levitard Show. Do you repress your sneezes? Because I unfortunately am like Whittingham. I have a lifetime of repressed sneezes inside of me that I'm not sure aren't the reason that I'm fat, because they just all get pushed down in there. They're just, I've got a
tiny, I thought it was the nachos.
I've got a tiny, tiny sneeze because I just, it muffles all in and just becomes.
Wait, what do you do? How do you do it?
It seems unsatisfying.
It's not satisfying. It is not an enormous. And none of you have seen me sneeze for this reason, correct? I am not unlike Whittingham, but I don't make some sort of calculation as the sneeze is approaching and say to myself, well, I'm by myself here, so I could spray snot all over the windshield.
I think now more than ever, you are calculating when you sneeze. I'm trying to. I've held in sneezes for days. Yeah. Like, I don't want to sneeze on a plane. People are judging me.
So on Monday, you needed to sneeze, and then you said, on Wednesday, okay, now it's safe. I'll let out that sneeze.
I wait until I'm alone. Yes.
Thank you, Billy, for seizing on the sneezing. Thank you for that. I mean, honestly, I'll hold a sneeze for days.
It's impossible.
Let's examine this for a second. You can't hold one for very long at all. The idea, though, that you're like on Thursday morning after feeling it on Monday, you know what? I'm going to let it go here. Now's
that sneeze
the time.
I stashed away.
Can you guys cut up for me the sound? I want to relive that because I need to explain to the audience what happened there. I was in my notes. Stugatz was in his computer. And I looked up and what I saw in the other room was a whole lot of horrified people. led by Jessica, who was like, oh no.
My mic was still on.
They've all seen my and heard my sneeze, and my mic was on, and now I'm cornered.
Look, I don't want to sneeze in front of you guys. I don't care if they hear me do my lumberjack sneeze, but like you and Stu Gatz don't know that side of me yet. You're in the other room. You don't know what it's like behind the scenes here.
Is it possible to cut that sound up so that we can play it back for her again and again?
Thank you.
it's a cartoonish. It is a cartoonish sitcom sneeze. Let me hear.
Thank you.
Holy
it doesn't seem real.
Thank you.
That is unbelievable. It's like you're throwing something from behind you, like a fastball. It's.
Thank you.
It was a bit violent, I have to admit. I felt that one in my nose, you know, when you feel a sneeze in your nose.
The XLR cable that connects to the microphone has bits of sneeze in it. Like it went all the way through. It permeated. Like, there's chunks of sneeze in the middle
there's
of the
no
microphone.
There's chunks of sneeze, Whittingham.
You went right into
well,
the microphone.
I couldn't cover my mouth fast enough. Like, it came so violently.
Oh, you can't hold them for days like Stugatz
can? I don't have the self-control.
Thank you.
Jeez.
You simply can't play that enough.
Thank you.
it sounds like you're fighting a bunch of snot that's coming at you.
Thank you.
Hate you.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It sounds like something you'd say to someone you really dislike.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to start singing a Beatles song.
Thank you.
It is a Beatles song.
No, we got to do that.
At least the Beatles are not famous in litigious.
Yeah, we can't go.
Hey, Jew.
Yeah, stop. We can't really do that. We can't.
Thank you.
Well, no one can accuse me of faking it because I did not know we were rolling.
Yes.
That was an authentic sneeze.
But it almost sounds like it's not. It sounds like...
I could be a good voice actor with that sneeze.
Somebody is trying to be funny with an overly dramatic cartoonish sneeze.
Thank you.
So good.